welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, this is Kendra.
And I'm Anne, and thank you so much for listening to Hannah's Heart, or watching Hannah's Heart for some people.
Right.
You can always find us Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, the AFA streaming platform, you know, everywhere.
We are a show for anyone who's listening who's new, for couples struggling with infertility, or if you've gone through a miscarriage, we're so sorry. We want to walk through that journey with you and encourage you. We have been there, and in fact, today... we're doing one of these episodes that's like, it's nice to interview other couples. We have so many encouraging stories, but today we're kind of going back to our story. We shared our original stories when we started this podcast almost 2 years ago.
The first episode. Yeah, two years ago.
It's like crazy. Wow. So anyways, go back and listen if you haven't heard. Quick update, we've been there.
Yeah.
We both have struggled. We've had infertility and miscarriage in our stories. But our stories aren't over. It's amazing how infertility, it seems like, continues to mark my life and affect my life and consume my thoughts.
Yeah, I don't think I realized how infertility would continue to affect a woman, a couple, you know.
Even after having
children.
Right,
after you have your kids, it's like, well, you got your answered prayer. There you go, you know. But yeah, it's crazy how it can still come up daily.
So we're going to jump into that, and hopefully you'll find something, even if your story doesn't completely match up with ours, the same God that we're clinging to, the same scriptures that we hold apply to you, so you can trust Him. So we're going to start with Miss Anne's.
Yay.
Give us the update. I think you shared a little bit of your news a while ago on the podcast. But
yeah, so... we did struggle with infertility for around 4 years, and 2022, January 2022, we had baby girl Jane.
Beautiful. Her eyes.
I mean,
oh,
I think
word.
She is, but I might be partial.
You're not.
And then in December last year, so 2022, we had baby girl in January and adopted little boy in December 2022. So, and that baby, if you've listened along, we had him since he was 2 days old through foster care, and then the adoption journey. I could never really announce it on here because of, you just can't say personal stuff on here until it's legal or whatever, until you have the signed paperwork. But his plan was adoption for like a year and a half. So
you all waited so long.
It felt like a very, very long time.
I felt like I was bugging you every time I would ask. I'd be like, do I bring it up? Any news?
And I would literally be like, no news.
Not yet.
but that is just the way foster care goes. And so we adopted him in December, and I remember... Will and I having a conversation in January. We were planning Jane's first birthday party, and we were sitting at our table, and we were like, just so excited for this year. It's going to be simple and easy. No social workers, no court dates. Like, we have our two kiddos. Let's focus on them.
Yeah. Be in the moment.
Yeah. Focus on these two kids, and then we're actually in the process, very beginning stages of building a house and buying some land. And so we were like, we'll focus on building the house. Just that's what we'll do this year. And then February rolls around and very unexpectedly found out we were pregnant with baby number three.
Yeah.
So to think of having three kids when this baby's born, October, November-ish of this year, we'll have three children, three and under.
Yeah.
And it kind of still freaks me out a little bit.
Well, I remember you talking about this, and maybe you can break this down, because you were like, I'm not ready, Kendra. Not that you don't want and right. prayed for this baby, but you're like, I've never been in this position where I've had an unexpected baby in my life. Like, what? My life has been marked by failed pregnancy tests. And all of a sudden, this one we weren't even attempting.
Right.
And what?
Yeah.
Did you feel a little guilty for feeling that?
Oh, yeah. I felt guilty for feeling that way. Like, okay, dear, I was scared.
Like a really normal human emotion, but you felt guilty over it.
Yes. And we have, I think we did an episode where we shared our labor and delivery stories. I'm still scarred by that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So with how that those 36 hours went, that is what my head all of a sudden went to. And I was like, I'm not ready for that again. Yeah. That was not the plan for this year, you know. So my head went there. And then the more we talked about it, and I was like, three and under, you know, like, it's been done. But, like, I don't think people plan it this way. Like,
and you just had a roller coaster. We had an episode about chemical pregnancies, and you shared a little bit about that struggle. Uh-huh. And so you, like, this year has been a roller coaster for Anne Cockrell.
So, for sure. Now, I feel like, honestly, for the first trimester, maybe it wasn't that long, but just I felt like I was walking around with, like, my eyes as big as saucers. What do you do with this?
I still can't believe how fast it's going by.
It is. I know. Halfway there, a little over halfway there. And so, to think, we're getting ready for baby number three. Sounds nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Making space, getting room type ready. Actually, this weekend. So
that's fun.
Yes, it is fun. Baby, it is a boy. Mm-hmm. We do know baby boy, excited. So we're excited. Still doesn't have a name yet. We're like, he's close.
Okay, teetering on a couple options.
Yes.
Right.
So I think all of our family is like, oh, what if y'all would just name the baby?
That's what we can like. What do you call it in the meantime? You're like, baby
boy.
Baby lime. What size are you this week?
Yeah, baby C, baby. We call Mark. Bubba and our Bubs, and so we're like baby Bubs, you know, whatever. And so anyway, Mark has already told me though that baby can just sleep with him in his bed when he gets here.
Word.
So
oh my word, I love it. He's ready.
But we do have a prayer request. We found out last week at my 20-week ultrasound, so the very like big ultrasound where they measure everything, we got a call the next day saying that they found a mass on baby boy's tummy. And so there's some sort of blockage on the inside, but they also see a mass on the outside. Okay. And so we actually go to the doctor in the middle of July to a fetal medicine specialist here in town. And
which we pre-record these shows, so this might have already happened by the time our listeners hear this.
Yes, I'm not sure when this episode will air. Yeah. So middle of July. Maybe one that
might be right around the time.
Right. So we'll go there and kind of figure out more about what this is. If it's what, and I don't want to go into the detail right now what the doctors think it could be, just because we don't know.
Yeah.
But if it is what they think it could be, our plan will be to have a C-section, and the baby boy will have to have surgery immediately. And we will have a good bit of a hospital stay from what it sounds like at our local children's hospital. Yeah. So, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a possibility of multiple surgeries. And so, getting that news, you know, with not sure how I felt. Not that I wasn't happy about being pregnant ever, but like, I was scared.
Overwhelmed.
overwhelmed, you know, all the things. And so, it's weird now how I feel like the enemy has now used those feelings to be like, and see now what's happened. Right, you know?
Because it's not that you ever admitted not a desire to have life, because you have been for life your entire life.
Yes.
But I think that that's such a human emotion to feel overwhelmed with motherhood.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny because I think as one of the things about struggling with infertility is we think that we can't ever feel bad about being a mom or discouraged about being a mom because it's something that we pray for.
Because we prayed for it for so long. Like, why are you complaining about not sleeping?
Yeah. My daughter was feeling awful this morning at 4 a.m, you know, and there's this like, I gotta be on top of it because she's my miracle baby. And you think like, oh, because it's miracle babies, they're not going to get sick. No, like, you're still very much a normal mom and you go through normal emotions. And it's okay to feel those.
We said, this lady is a very nice lady, but we said one time, we had had like a few hard nights with like, I think Mark had been sick, Jane was awake. Then you don't go right to sleep after you finally lay back down, you know, whatever. And we just said, she asked us like, how have y'all been? We're like, well, we've been tired or something of that effect. And she was like, well, it does take the hard nights to be thankful for the good nights.
Stop. Stop. Can't I just be a normal mom?
I was like,
I do appreciate my child, but can you also acknowledge that this is hard?
You're the one that asked, so I was actually just being honest.
Oh, my word. I'm sorry.
But anyway, no, you know, those comments, they happen. So
I'm
it's
also
just like kind of have to laugh it off.
Just going back, I'm so sorry that you guys are having to walk through this unexpected news with baby, and we are praying with you. And we talked off air about, I was like, do you want to share your news or not? And I was like, totally get it if you don't want to mention it. And you were like, no, I want our listeners to pray for me.
I saw how they prayed for you.
Exactly.
So, we had so many people even write in saying how they had prayed for y'all. And so, I know that we are prayed for. And so, that's what we've told family, you know, like, I don't care who you tell, as long as they're, you know, if they will pray for us, pray for baby boy. And, you know, if the Lord sees fit to, our prayer is by that doctor's appointment that we will have clear scans and that he will say, I see what they saw here, but I don't see here, you know. And that if the Lord sees fit that it's a different answer and, you know, and he heals him by surgery when he's here, it's okay. I do still trust the Lord and, like, he's going to take care of us, of him. He's going to use that time. But yes, that is our prayer right now by the next doctor's appointment, that all the scans will be clear for him. So
we're going to pray on air. But before we do that, I just want to address that like thought that you have of like, oh, it's because I was unexpected of this and I was overwhelmed that this is happening. I think that's a very like the enemy thought to plant in our heads. Like scripture says that he's the accuser of the brethren, right? And that he's like, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and not just physically kill, but to kill our joy, you know? And here you have this pregnancy, and, like, I know that it's just, it's human nature to want to have causality when bad things happen, know? When the truth is we just lived in a fallen world, and it's, you know, I think, I pray that you and Will not take any blame that the Lord would not have to put on you. And you can just, and I know you know that in your head. But I know you know that.
It's different when we're, we've said this before too, like when you're sitting here telling people like, don't feel bad. Do this, don't do that. And then we struggle with those same things, you 100%. Know, because of course I'm reminded like, well, you missed 2 days of taking your vitamins. You did not drink all your water, you know? And so that all those things start coming to your mind. But like the Lord is not surprised by this. He did not need those vitamins that I forgot to take that day. You know, like he knows what he's doing. And I know that. And I know that he loves this baby more than I ever will. And so I just have to remind myself of that. And people ask me like, how are you doing emotionally? I'm like, I'm just I'm keeping my emotions at bay. Like we will see what this next doctor's appointment says, you know, and like, we'll go from there.
On the flip side, like, yes, you have had a lot that you've gone through in your journey, but you've also gone through a lot in your journey and seen God be with you. So you have those, like, moments of, like, wow, like, God brought me through some rough stuff, and I know that he's there.
That's right. I meant to have my verse written right here. We have been praying a verse over him.
We won't judge you. They can Bible Gateway Google it.
It's Micah 7:7.
You know it.
But it says something like, but for me, I will praise the Lord, and I will wait. And I have been reminded, and I'm like, so many of the scriptures that we share on our page talk about, you have to wait. And so I feel like that's where we're at right now. We're waiting on that next doctor's appointment. But during that time, we know that the Lord goes before us, and he's protecting us and providing for us. And so that's just what I pray it multiple times a day, and right now I'm blank on what the verse says.
But no, that's beautiful.
Micah 7:7.
Go do your research, Hannah's Heart listeners. Go get into the Word of God, because you probably need that verse too.
But it says, as for me, I will wait upon him, and then basically I know what he is going to
Beautiful. I've been praying for the Lord to give me a verse during this next season of our life. And I was just thinking about that today. I was like, I need a specific one to cling on in this season of our life.
For sure.
But so just a Kendra and Eric update.
Yes, please tell.
We had our daughter in July of last year after, she's almost one.
Oh, maybe,
y'all,
girl.
It's crazy. So the minute, so during pregnancy, I had a very hard pregnancy, sick, like almost the whole time, like bad sick. And I remember being like, I don't know if I could do this again. But you know, before getting married, I wanted several children. You know, I was like, yeah. And then pregnancy, and I was like, I want them, but I don't know if I can do this. But then, like, I had a very difficult delivery as well. But I remember, like, one of the first thoughts that I had when I was holding Eliana and just that miracle moment, I was like, I want to do it again. I want to do this again. Like, I know I want another one. Like, I just know. Like, I wasn't sure if I would, but I know I want one. And so I had to, like, not bring that up for a while because my husband was, like, he was scarred by the delivery more than I was. Like, he was like, I don't know about this. I was like, I gotta give him a minute to calm down, see that I'm okay, baby girl's okay, and then just, like, adjust to being a dad.
Right.
But one of the things that's been tough for me, you talk about waiting on the Lord, because in my story, I got married a lot later in life than I would have picked. The right man did not come along. Some great guys, but God kept saying no, and I was obedient, you know, and was like, I'm not going to marry the wrong one. It's not worth it. And in some ways, I have dealt with a lot of, just feelings of if I had married someone else sooner, would I have more children? Is God punishing me for being obedient? And kind of those feelings and knowing that that's not the way that God works. But I feel like there's this clock that's always on my mind and this desire of, can I get to the goal of the size family that I want? And like, am I going to feel fulfilled? And so I'm always battling in my mind a clock and God's timing. So I remember, like, I think I had just finished maternity leave. Like, it was early on and I was like, when can I have another baby? Like, when can we start this again? Because I want to make sure that, knowing my age, that I'm like, that's got to be a priority. But then, so I'm trying to balance all these things in my life right now with, you've got one, your body needs to heal. And, you know, like, there's certain recommended times for when to have a baby between pregnancies and spacing and all that. Now, for people my advanced maternal age, as they call it, I hate that term. Makes me feel like I have one foot in the door to death. Like, oh, man. Like, take my dentures out because I have advanced maternal age. So, yeah. So, because of because of that, they don't necessarily require you to wait as long as they would tell other couples. So, it's like, okay, some of this doesn't apply. But then you're trying to figure out, I've got this new baby and, like, we need to focus on her and learn how to be a mom. And we found out, so we've been praying about, like, what will be the next step for us. And right now we're feeling like the Lord's calling us to pursue another round of mini or natural cycle IVF. And with that, they require that we have weaned my daughter. So we're breastfeeding right now, and she has been a very high needs baby from the beginning. I love her. She does not sleep. We cannot get her to bed unless we nurse her down. Still, she's finally sleeping through the nights. But
praise the Lord.
Yes, most of the nights when she's not awake being sick. But so I've got a high needs baby. I've got a husband who's adjusting to being a dad. And I've got, like, constantly on my mind, like, I have to intentionally put off the thought of, like, you're being chased by the infertility monster. Mm-hmm. Like, it is always there. And I just have to be like, God knows when it's good for us.
That's right.
We are getting ready to, in July, both of us have July news. We are getting ready to meet with our doctor and talk about, like, what would be a good plan and time for us to try again, and trying to balance weaning our daughter and what's healthy and the holidays and finding also, like, a lot of different things happen now. Like, so we had to go to Knoxville, Tennessee for a week and stay at a hotel for our treatments.
Yeah.
So that was really, it was around COVID. So, like, Eric could do stuff remotely and, we didn't have a daughter. We didn't have a little toddler bopping around. So, like, trying to think through going through the fertility process now with being responsible for a human being, like, it was stressful without that. And now I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to learn how to manage this. This is a lot. And then financially, like prices of everything have gone up, like ridiculous. And so we're in the mode of saving for this treatment and preparing for it. And in my mind, when it comes to timing, I also think like, this is silly, but I'm like, if we pick the wrong time, like if God wanted us to do it in November and we do it in October, then it's not going to work and we're going to waste our money. And so as I know from our first time, like, because we felt called to do a procedure, when I had like all the good vibes, like I just felt like, man, the Lord's going to do this for me. And that was when we had our miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And reflecting back on that, I thought like, did I get out of God's timing? Like, what did I hear wrong? And was I disobedient in my heart and ink? And I really, in talking with Eric, he was like, no, like we felt at peace about it. Yeah. So then I was like, so God let me go down that road mm-hmm. that ended in miscarriage? Like mm-hmm. that feels rotten of him. Like he could have stopped that. But you know, what I kind of came to in my heart of, and the conclusion is that, you know, obedience to God, if your heart is truly positioned in, Lord, I want to honor you. I want to obey you. And you make decisions based on that. Yeah. The Lord sees it and he honors it. It might not end in what you think it's going to end in, but he honors that. Obedience is always rewarded. Just in the continued relationship that we have with Christ. And going back to the idea of just timing in our life. I've been reflecting a lot on Christ's life on earth and just how he, you know, many times he would say, my time has not yet come. Look at all the prophecies that he ended up fulfilling that had to happen in a specific order, specific time. You know, you look at the day of the triumphal entry was like fulfilled a prophecy in Daniel down to the day. Yeah. You look at the exact time that he was crucified was the time that they were sacrificing the sacrificial lambs. Like not saying my journey is that specific as Christ, the Messiah coming, but God is a God who understands time.
Yeah.
He is over it and he is in control of it and he sees it.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. I think that's so encouraging, though, because I think it can feel like that with so many things with mm-hmm. infertility, you know? But then, yeah, for you to even mention, okay, God, is this your timing? Like, I that's something I haven't thought about, mm-hmm. you know, because we ended up not choosing to do IVF, or at least at that point in our lives, we weren't ready to pursue that. But yeah, like the thought of, okay, is it this week or is it next month? Or, you know, am I listening to my doctor? Am I listening to the Lord? You know, so those are things that we can be praying about for y'all as you continue this journey too.
Well, I want to make sure we have time to pray for a little boy Cockrell. So I'm going to pray for you and then you pray for me and if our listeners can join with us.
Okay.
Well, Father God, I do just lift up Anne and Will to you and specifically this baby boy who you knit together in his mother's womb. Lord, I thank you that he is fearfully and wonderfully made and all the days ordained for him were written in your book before one of them came to be. Lord, before Anne even knew that he was there, you were moving, you were working. Father God, we know you have a plan and a purpose for his life and I ask, Lord, that you would preserve his life for your purposes and your plans. Lord, that he would be a kingdom changer. Lord, we ask for a miracle. Lord, you can work however you want to work, but we're going to ask that this situation by the July scan, when Anne goes in, Lord, that it would be resolved. But I ultimately pray for peace for Will and for Anne, that you would give them unity in any decisions that they make. Lord, lead them to the right doctors that would be highly skilled. And I even pray that if they have to encounter other doctors or people in the appointments along the way, that you would allow them to be a shining light, that their faith would shine like stars in the universe, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Father, I come to you right now just to thank you so much for Kendra and Eric and baby girl Eliana, God. I just pray as they're coming up to very important doctor's appointments and timing and all the things that go into IVF, God, just that you give them peace and clarity, mm-hmm. and that you just bring them together in these decisions and help it to not be anything that separates or causes confusion and chaos. Just calm Kendra's heart. Help the whole timing thing of how mm-hmm. old she is, God, to just fade into the background, because mm-hmm. that is nothing that you are concerned with. And so I just pray that you keep those thoughts away from her. I pray that as they figure out sleeping and eating for Eliana, that becomes just an easy thing, and that you just show them how to do that easily, mm-hmm. God. And I just pray that you bless Kendra as a mama. She's so, so good, and she loves that baby girl so much. And same for Eric as a daddy, God, that you just bless their family and help it to continue to grow, God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
We tell our listeners we love to get your prayer requests.
Yeah.
You can email us at hannahsheart@afa.net. But the truth is, we love when you pray for us.
Yeah.
Please join with us. We're on this journey with you, but you're on it with us too.
That's right.
So thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll keep you updated.
We will.